This is Billy Brim in Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And I have with me right in here this room today, and we'll tape a week right now, and I have Brenda with me, my daughters.
Hello.
And we have my grandson, Brandon, and he's going to be sharing with us in another episode, another day than now. He's working the soundboard right now, but he's going to, Randy Laughlin's going to come in and take that over, and he's going to share with us some visions that he's had and some supernatural movings of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about things of the last days. And I can remember, Brenda, this book here, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. We're offering this book this week by a brother, Kenneth E. Hagin. It normally sells for $14. We're offering it for $10. And I remember one day I worked for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. I was his editor of publications. Mm-hmm. And he came in my room, my office, and told me this. Now, I'll read you the preface to the book we did. This is Brother Hagin's preface. In February 1959 in El Paso, Texas, the Lord appeared to me in a vision. He came into my room at 6:30 in the evening, sat down in a chair by my bedside, and talked with me for an hour and a half. I will tell more about this in the book, but I want to emphasize something here first. He talked to me about the ministry of the prophet. Then he said, I did not put prophets in the church to guide the New Testament church. My word says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. Now, if you will listen to me, I'm going to teach you how to follow my spirit. Then I want you to teach my people how to be led by the spirit. I'm ashamed that I've let many years go by without teaching too much along this line. Occasionally, I would get into the edge of it, but I did not really teach on it. So in recent times, the Lord has stirred me up, and now I am beginning to teach more on this subject. This book is a part of that stirring. Now, this book is How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. I shall never forget the day Brother Hagin walked into my office, and he said he had just been out on a meeting. I'm thinking it was out in Colorado. And he came in, and he had had a time of prayer, and the Lord had stirred him up that he had not fulfilled what God told him to do in that hospital vision. That was the hospital vision he was talking about. He heard the footsteps of Jesus come down the hallway. And the Lord said to him in 1957, the most important thing you can teach my children in the last days. And Brenda, we're in the last days.
That's right.
Every sign of the time. All this anti-Semitism toward Israel. Mm-hmm. All the nations turning against Israel. Allies coming together, Persia, Iran, Turkey now, and Russia. Yeah. All of those coming together, that's Ezekiel 38. So we're not too far away from the great catching away of the saints. But before that, we're going to have a great move of God. Mm-hmm. But it is of utmost importance that everybody know how to be led by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Brother Hagin walked into my office that day, and he said, you know, Jesus said that to me in that vision. I've been out in California praying about it, and I have not taught the people like I should. He said, I'm going to do the next seminar next week on that subject. We used to have every year a prayer seminar and a Holy Spirit seminar. So the Holy Spirit seminar was coming up, and evidently he'd been praying about that coming up seminar in Colorado. And he said, I'm going to teach the seminar on how you can be led by the Spirit of God. Just focus on that. And that meant morning and night meetings for one whole week on that subject. So I told Berta Bass, who's still there, I said, get me everything he's ever taught on the subject. Now, I had a great big desk, and that desk had wooden pullouts for steno pads. And when I came back in, Berta had for me manuscripts that were high, almost eye level, on both of those pullouts all across the top of the desk. And then we had the manuscripts of the new seminar. He had taught on it. but he felt that he hadn't done the job he should do because Jesus told him, it's of utmost importance. Mm-hmm. It's more important than you know this than anything else. How you can be led by God and not miss it. Because personally, my grandson sitting across the table from me, and he is 21, is that right? And I am 71. And I think that I've got about as much time left as he's got. Because I think Jesus will come before mm-hmm. I leave here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long it is. Let's say, he did promise me that on my 70th birthday, he said, you have 17 more years of strong ministry if I don't come before that. Mm-hmm. So I've still got 16 years of strong ministry. I personally believe he'll be here before that time. Mm-hmm. So the most important thing for Brandon Brim to do, and the most important thing for Billy Brim to do, is to know how to recognize the voice of the Spirit and be led by the Spirit. And he, in fact, Jesus said that he came to do that very thing. Mm-hmm. Jesus came and shed his blood for us so that we could be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, let's turn in our Bibles to John chapter 14. Jesus, when he was on the earth, he preached a kingdom that the Jews could have received, an earthly kingdom. They did not receive it, and so that was put into abeyance. Mm-hmm. They're still going to have it. It's those Jews who are here on the earth when he comes, the Messiah comes, according to, this is from Zechariah 14, when they look upon him and their sins are washed out, those Jews that are left here alive, they've been here during the tribulation time, then they're going to go into the kingdom that's prepared for them. They will accept that kingdom at that time. Now, Jesus, when they had refused the kingdom, then he started speaking to his disciples concerning the new creation realities. And so from John 14 on is my most favorite part of all the Gospels. And in John 14, he had them there, and he begins to speak to them about the new creation reality. In the old, we had the Jews, we had the Gentiles. But in the new, Ephesians chapter 2, any Gentile, any Jew can accept the Lord Jesus Christ, believe that God raised him from the dead, and confess him as Lord, and then they will be born again. So we have a new creation man who's a brand new species. 2 Corinthians 5 says, 21, that he's brand new. He never existed before. So this new man, he's going to have a helper. Jesus tells him, I'm going away, but I'm going to leave you a helper. So in John 14, in my he gives them a new law, a new commandment. The Jews are used to 613 commandments, but he gives them a new one. And this is the only one we have in the ecclesia, the body of Christ, the church. John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Now, they had been told that in Leviticus 19. They had been already told to do this in Deuteronomy. But he made a stipulation which they hadn't known before, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And then he's told them he's going to go away, and they want to know why they can't follow him. He says, you can't do that right now. And then he said in chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God, trust in me. Both of these phrases are imperatives. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, where is he going? He's going to the Father. He said in several verses here, I'm going to the Father. In verse 6, he says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So to go to the Father, you have to go through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, he tells them that it's good for them that he's going, and that if he doesn't go away, he cannot send the Comforter. That's how King James translated it, and I like that translation, but the word is paraclete. He said, I'm going to the Father. And he said, there at the Father, when I go, when he goes to the cross, when he rises and takes his precious blood to the Father, and that blood is accepted for us, all mankind, then he's going to ask the Father for something for the ones who are still walking on the earth. Mm-hmm. And that is John chapter 14, verse 16. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, or mm-hmm. paraclete, that he may abide with you forever. Now, this word paraclete is one who is called to the aid of another, primarily as an advocate in a court of law, but more widely as a helper in any form whatsoever. McLaren says, a comforter who makes strong by his presence, an advocate, helper, guide, instructor. The Amplified translates it comforter, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. All of that is help, and that help comes from the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost is a person. He's not just an influence that comes on meetings. He is a person, the third person of the Godhead that Jesus is going to send because he can send him. Mm-hmm. After the blood is offered, then he can wash man in his spirit. Man is a spirit. Mm-hmm. And then man can be born of the spirit, and he can be filled with the spirit. But it's this spirit, and look what it says about him in John 14, 16. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another paraclete, that he may abide with you forever, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and he shall be in you. And don't ever forget, saint of God, he is the spirit of truth. We're going to talk about spectacular things. We're going to talk about visions. We're going to talk about voices. But don't make up stories. It's truth. He's the spirit of truth. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, we're having a Holy Spirit school right now at Branson. And on Thursday, we're going to stream a forum that Brother Joe Jordan, Brother Ron Smith, and I are doing Thursday. It will be streamed live. Now, it won't be streamed live the other days, but you can go to billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and you can sign on with us on Thursday. Now, don't forget, the 10th annual C4C Champions for Christ Youth Rally is coming up. Time to get your kids enrolled. Oh, they're expecting a great time this year. So call 1-800-972-3447 for the book we offered to enroll, to get into Champions for Christ, or to find out any information that you might need from us. This is Billy Brim and Brenda saying, Shalom, Shalom.